Okay, it's lunchtime, and I know your taste buds are craving more than a six-piece wing lemon pepper all flats with fries. Think outside the chicken box and add a few splashes of fave hot sauce, a small batch handcrafted blend of roasted peppers and all natural flavors to ignite your wings, tacos, soups, pastas, and more. Visit favehotsauce.com and use promo code FAVE30 to save 30% off your entire order. Don't let your food be basic. You deserve more. It's Fave Hot Sauce. Flavor ignited. You're listening to Lost in the Sauce, a celebration of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. From big brands to local entrepreneurs, we review hot sauces based on aroma, texture, and taste before giving it an official flame rating. We'll also learn about each brand as well as share suggestions on what meals would pair well with the sauce. And we're going to do it all under 10 minutes. So let's do what we do and get lost in the sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Welcome to episode 20 of Lost in the Sauce. My name is Fave, and I'd like to invite you to a magical, mystical, majestical ride through hot sauce land. And this episode, episode 20, it's going down. This is a milestone. Why? Because studies have shown that 80% of all podcasts fade away before their 20th episode. And we don't even need the research. Go to Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, any podcast aggregator, and type in Lost in the Sauce, and you will find several Lost in the Sauce episodes, most of which have not been updated since 2020, if not 2018. It's been a minute, and here we are, consistent, celebrating hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. And let me tell you, I am just scratching the surface of my hot sauce pantry. So I hope you're ready. And if you've been waiting to see how consistent we were going to be before you shared the Lost in the Sauce love, let me tell you right now, please, ma'am, please, sir, rate, review, subscribe to Lost in the Sauce. It is what helps this podcast grow. So without further ado, I have yet another hot sauce to present to some and introduce to others. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I give you Siete Traditional Hot Sauce. Siete Traditional Hot Sauce has several non-traditional healthy ingredients that reflect the consciousness of the parent company, Siete Foods. This family-owned Texas-based business has a variety of pro-health food products that are Whole30 approved, grain-free, gluten-free, but not taste-free. Their traditional hot sauce is packed with ingredients such as apple cider vinegar, jalapeno peppers, puya peppers, sea salt, black seeds, chia seeds, black pepper, oregano, and orange peel. I know, right? Visit Siete Foods for more about this company's origin story and family history. But right now, we're here for the sauce. So let me give it to you. I told you that we were moving on to healthier experiences with the hot sauce. Not of the fried pizza, chicken wing. I'm just tired of all that. So this week, we are experiencing Siete hot sauce on fried. Fried. Fried green tomatoes. There, vegetables. Well, it's really a fruit, but whatever. Siete hot sauce, we are trying you out on fried green tomatoes. And the first thing we do is crack open the bottle, you know, kind of give us a little hint of what to expect. So we got the bottle open and okay, it's peculiar, you know, it's, I don't know if it's the flax seeds or what, but it's a peculiar yet familiar scent. It's peppery, but it's not pungent. There's not a pepper waiting to snatch my esophagus, you know, all that. It's a mystery, if you will. It's a very foreboding mystery of where this hot sauce is about to take us. Secondly, we check out the texture. So I got this fried green tomato on my plate. I tilt the bottle. There is no orifice reducer. Usually that means it's kind of thick, but we will see if it, oh, whoa. Okay. It's not thick. It's not ooshy whatsoever. It has got a little runny funk going on. It's surprisingly thin. It's a dark sauce, but it's surprisingly not ooshy, not thick, none of that. So we're not going to judge it by the thickness. We're going to judge it by the taste. We're going to go into this fried green tomato. Just going to get a fork, get a little piece. Got a nice bit of sauce on it, and we're tasting, and okay. It's surprisingly bold, but it's not rambunctious. It didn't just jump out at me, but it has the quickest linger ever. By the time you realize it's hot, it's over. It's spicy company that doesn't want to overstay its welcome, basically. It's a good taste, though, and it's something you can kind of get in and kind of put more sauce on it. I can just flow with this sauce. I can do things with this sauce. So we're going to give Siete traditional hot sauce a 4 flame rating. This is a versatile. I like this because it gives you a little mystery, but then it just kind of sets the stage. Hey, we hot. And then we're going to get some more. That's what they're doing. So let's think about what we would put Siete traditional hot sauce on. When you go to sietefoods.com, you'll see that they have recipes that suggest where you should put Siete hot sauce on. These are not Rudy Poot recipes either. Siete suggests Brea tacos. If you know, you know. Burger burrito wraps. Hold on. Coconut lime shrimp with citrus coleslaw. I told them coleslaw and hot sauce is the business, and this confirms it. There are more recipes on their website. Very, very sexy offerings. So make sure you go check out sietefoods.com. Fave suggests that you use Siete traditional hot sauce as your newfound veggie turnip. All things vegetables need to get a little taste of this sauce. It is good on a cantaloupe. I like a little spiciness on my cantaloupe, so I thought, you know, throw that out there. And of course, things to avoid with this sauce, I would avoid fried foods. I know we had it on a fried green tomato, but I'm thinking more like the fried fish and the wings. Just don't do that. Don't do that with this. Just keep it sexy with the healthy vegetables, okay? Okay. As we bring episode 20 to a close, Siete traditional hot sauce pays respect to the fresh, homemade sauces found on the tables of Mexican restaurants everywhere, with a healthy twist of ingredients nestled in the bottle without sacrificing its authentic taste. You can taste the love and care of family in this sauce, from the puya peppers to the well-balanced flax seeds and chia seeds that give it a protein push that gives it a pleasant gastrointestinal flow. You know, the heat is just enough to make its presence known without making you pay for the consumption twice. When it comes to an everyday, all day hot sauce experience, Siete is what you want. Now, be sure to show your love and share your passion by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and sending us your favorite hot sauces to review at getlostinthesauce.net/referral. Plus, don't forget our super sultry Lost in the Beats playlist on Spotify, curated by international DJ extraordinaire, The Big Lie, aka Todd Kelly. Get into it. Until next time, pay attention to the next time it rains, particularly to those with umbrellas versus those without. Both will get wet, one more than the other. However, taking the umbrella reflects preparation and responsiveness, while facing the natural occurrence head on can leave you feeling a bit refreshed. So it all depends on where you are in life when the rain comes, and how ready you are or not when the drip begins. Whether it's a drizzle or a storm, or whether you choose to be protected from the wetness or dance in the splash, be ready for what you want. Until then, please, please, please pray for a stranger out there, because a stranger is definitely out there praying for you. Thank you for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you love it, please share it with your friends. All the foodies, that one who keeps hot sauce in her purse or in his glove box, all the TikTok and Instagram chefs, anyone who is about that hot sauce life, or just looking for a fun new podcast, tell them to stop looking and get lost in the sauce. I thank you in advance, and I'll check you out next week. This idiot.